I tell you what, it's a big time in footy. We know the season itself is over, the playing season is over, but now we start to turn our attention to the player movement season, the trade, the free agency, and the Carlton Football Club today were informed that Jared Waite has his intention to exercise his rights under the AFL's free agency rules and pursue opportunities elsewhere next season. Carlton's General Manager of Football Operations, Andrew McKay, has been good enough to join us. Andrew, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Really well, thanks, mate. Appreciate your time. Were you expecting this? It's been obviously mooted for a while, but my understanding was that in recent weeks he was closer to staying than going. Are you surprised by this?
Not completely surprised. Obviously, you know, we were waiting for an answer for quite some time from Jared, and I suppose the longer it went, the more we probably thought that he may exercise the right to free agency. Still hopeful that he'd stay, but obviously that's not the case.
How big a disappointment is it, considering his family involvement, the legacy and the affection he's had for the club and the fans have had for him? How big a disappointment is it to lose a guy like Jared?
Yeah, it's disappointing. In saying that, though, you know, we stuck to our guns. We offered him, obviously, a one-year deal with a trigger for the second year, which is quite an easy trigger to get for a player like Jared. But he obviously wants to test the market and see whether he can get a guaranteed 2 years, I presume. There's disappointment, but understand his point of view, and we weren't going to waver on our risk management strategy to keep him for that extra year guaranteed.
Where does that leave you from a structure point of view, playing-wise? I mean, for his sort of role, his type of player, do you have one in the wings coming through, or do you now go to market in this free agency trade period and try and snaffle one?
I've got a couple of guys who can fill the role here. Obviously, Levi Casbolt had a good year. Lockie Henderson had a good year up forward. We've got Matthew Cruiser coming back this year. As you know, he was out all season, all 2014, so he'll be a welcome addition back and playing that ruck/forward line role. So we've got a few to cover him, but also we'll be looking either in the trade period or through the draft to bolster that area again.
We've seen in the last week Dane Beams say that he's going to be looking elsewhere. Now I've got Jared looking elsewhere. Do you think this time of year now that the season's all over, that some players who have been 50-50 through the year might come out and say, you know what, I'm going to test the market?
I think so, and especially now, you know, obviously Friday's the start of the free agency period, but the start of the trade period on the 6th, on Monday. So I think through that period, those that are unsure will probably come out of the woodwork and put their hands up.
And where are you at with Jeff Garlett, Mitch Robinson? Obviously some issues with those boys through the year. What's the situation with them?
Yeah, obviously we've made it quite public that we'd like to trade both those players. We certainly want something for them. So we'll endeavour to get that done through the trade period next week.
And Sean Higgins also was linked with the Blues through the last couple of months. So you're still making a play for him?
He was. He was linked to us. I'm not sure how he's linked to us, to be honest, Daniel. But no, we were never in the hunt for Sean. As far as I was aware, two clubs were or are, but I'm not sure who those two clubs are. It's not us, that's for sure.
Righto. So Sean Higgins out of the books there for the Blues. Tom Mitchell is another one, though. Of course, Sydney playing in the grand final. There probably wouldn't have been too much discussion and movement until this point in time, but you've been public in your affection for Tom as a player and your keenness to get him to the Blues. Is there any update on that?
Obviously, Tom's a very good player and we'd welcome him at Carlton. But as I said to his management and the Swans, we're not going to seek him to leave. Only if he decides to leave and wants to come back to Melbourne, then we'll start talking. But we're not going to actively, you know, try and pull him away from the Swans. It's obviously a very solid club, and you know, one where if you're in the team, you're in a fair likelihood of having success over the next year or two. So we're not going to deliberately seek him out. But if he chooses to come back to Melbourne for a greater opportunity, then certainly we'll be talking to him.
If he was prepared to come back, and a couple of hypotheticals here, Andrew, and I appreciate you humouring me here, what would you be prepared to give up? Would you be prepared to pay a decent price for Tom Mitchell?
That's a very good question, Daniel. I think you'd probably have to pay a decent price, and that's the crux of it. You know, what you'd have to give up as far as draft pick or players or something in that regard. So, you know, we're a long, long way off that, and my hunch is that Tom won't be seeking employment elsewhere. I have a feeling Tom will be staying at Sydney.
Okay, all right. We'll see what happens with Tom Mitchell. That's a bit of feedback on him. A lot of people interested in on him and their SMS machine for the last couple of weeks. Where's Tom Mitchell at? Where's he going? So a bit of feedback for them. What about, you mentioned list strategy before in terms of Jared White, but if he's 13th on the AFL table, you've seen the grand final on the weekend and the level of play you need to be able to compete at this end of the season. Just from a list strategy point of view and list structure point of view, how far off that, obviously there's a margin, but how far off that do you think the Blues are at the moment?
I think, you know, we could all say we're going to win the Premiership next year, but I think, to be honest, everything has to go a lot better than probably what we expect for us to do that next year. But we just need to keep continuing to improve. And the way we're going to do that is actually just continue to improve our list. We saw a fair bit of improvement to our list at the end of 2013 when we got Andreas Everett and Sam Doherty and Davey Thomas and Patrick Cripps,
yep,
and the like in. And we've got to do that again this year, to be honest. We want to trade, get some good players coming in via the trade and via the draft, and continue to do that over the next couple of years. We need to continue building from the bottom. And, you know, rather than trying to, you know, top up, you know, senior players the age of, you know, 29 to 32, it's probably not going to be their window,
yep,
for success over the next year or so. So we need to build from the bottom to get some sustained success. I think topping up will it may create some short term, but we really want sustained success. So we need to go through the trade and the draft period for that.
Andrew McKay, General Manager of Football Operations at the Blues, has been good enough to join us on Halftime, 17 past 12. Macca, that would suggest that Blues fans out there are going to require some patience before perhaps the next really successful period for Carlton.
Yeah,
they've been a very vocal group this year. Do you think they'll be ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, patience, football clubs and football public are obviously very impatient.
Yeah.
When you say patience, I think, you know, we're going to be building over the next couple of years. And I don't think we're too far away, but we certainly need a little bit more talent through the door over the next year or two. And then we really want to be pushing right up the ladder, certainly, you know, mixing it with the best over the next year or two, then beating the best over the next two or three years.
Well, that's a challenge for everyone outside the eight. And just before I let you go, what did you think of the game on the weekend, Hawthorn Sydney?
Well, it caught me by surprise. Hawthorn were exceptional.
Yeah,
Hawthorn were exceptional. Fantastic. And, you know, Sydney were probably didn't play quite as well as they have for some games this year, but Hawthorn were fantastic. So all credit to them. That's, you know, fantastic for us to see a display like that, because that's what we all have to aim for. We need to aim for higher than that if we're going to beat them next year.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge, isn't it? So good luck with that. We know it's a busy period coming up for all list managers and general manager of football operations in the trade and free agency period. I'm sure we'll hear from you through that period, Andrew, but appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel.
Andrew McKay, the general manager of football operations at the Blues. Jared White seeking opportunities elsewhere as a free agent. And they'll be looking to trade and get some quality players in the Blues, but starting from the bottom up. So I reckon the Blues fans, you might need to get your heads around just staying in amongst that sort of 9 to 12 sort of bracket for a couple of years before there's any major success just going on that. Take some calls after the break if you like. There's a few people on the line. We'll take them. 9429 11:16 on Halftime. Back shortly.